This is Swole Crates, back again on Friday, April 10th, 2020. And this is part of my short series called Rebirth, where it's almost like a rebirth of my old podcast, but rather than having long-winded, thought processes, I just want to hone in on small points that I reflect on during the day and share them with you guys. You can find my long-winded stuff through my larger podcast called Quarantine, Coffee, and Conversation, where I meet up with local entrepreneurs, discuss what they're doing, and give coaching into how to apply it into your lives and how you can reach out to these people and see if your skill sets match up with theirs and how you guys can network together. Anyway, this series today is about manifesting, and what I really want to hone in on is not the mumbo jumbo manifesting that a lot of gurus and successful people talk about, where they get into a dark room and they have to smell their excellence and envision it and feel it on their fingers and breathe it and all these things. That's great. I my hat's off to those people that can activate all of their senses to reinforce their manifestations, but I want to talk about small manifestations. Let's not take a huge leap here. I want people, and what I find myself doing, is to take what we truly believe that we are worth, what we deserve, and what we desire, and have those underlying thoughts as the basis for the reason behind the decisions we make in our day-to-day lives. Okay? That's a mouthful, but basically what I'm saying is, if your underlying motivation is that you deserve to be rich, and that you deserve to be a CEO, right? And that you believe that you're a creator, a mover, a shaker, and you're really strong at putting people in place to do the things that you need them to do so their success creates yours, well then, every day that you go into your company or the company that you own or the company that you work for, you need to manifest that action of what that CEO's day-to-day would be like. So if you're creating a project amongst the team and you believe that you're a CEO because you can put the right people in place, you need to show that. You need to create the decisions to put people in place and trust in them to do it and get it done. And those small actions add up every single day, and you might not see the effect immediately, but over time your thought processes will start to change, and you'll start seeing yourself acting more like the person that you want to become, and slowly you become that person. In all, the goal of manifesting is to not only dream it, but to take action into becoming your dream. That's all I want to leave you with today, Anchor. Thanks for tuning in to everybody that is on their way to becoming all that they believe and are deserving of what they should become. I'm excited to keep these mini-series going and excited for you guys to keep listening to me. So, thanks a lot, and I'll look forward to my next podcast. Peace.